This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's end-of-season sale is here, and you can shop it from your couch. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance, and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair, like up to 50% off outdoor furniture and decor, and up to 70% off area rugs, plus amazing doorbuster deals, and 24-hour surprise flash deals on Wayfair home finds in every style. And get it all with fast shipping on everything right to your door. From furniture to faucets, this is your last chance of the season to score huge deals at Wayfair. Don't let the final days of summer pass you by without shopping these end-of-season savings. So don't wait. Like summer, these savings won't last. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off everything home. Celebrate your holiday weekend with can't-miss savings before they run out. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Lisa Snyder, a mother that was charged in the 2019 hanging deaths of her two young children in their northern Berks County home, has been found guilty. The verdict was delivered late Tuesday afternoon by Berks County Court on Common Pleas President Judge Teresa M. Johnson in a bench trial held in the seventh floor courtroom. Snyder, who is 37, was convicted on 2 counts of first-degree murder, endangering the welfare of a child, and evidence tampering. The charges stem from the deaths of her 8-year-old son, Connor, and 4-year-old daughter, Brinley, whom Snyder hanged from a beam in the basement of their home in Albany Township on September 23rd of 2019. First responders found the children unresponsive, and they were flown to Lee Valley Hospital after being taken off life support 3 days later. Autopsies confirmed that both children died by hanging, and the deaths were ruled homicide by the Lee County coroner. Throughout the trial, this is the defense, Snyder maintained that her son Connor was suicidal due to bullying, and that the incident occurred as a result of his desire to build a fort in the basement. Where the prosecution presented evidence contradicting this account, including surveillance footage of Connor appearing happy and untroubled when he arrived home from school on the day of the incident. Further investigation revealed that Snyder had ordered the dog lead used in the hangings the day before the children's death and picked it up the morning of the crime. Snyder's Google search history also included visits to a site offering instructions on how to hang oneself, further raising suspicion. There's fucking websites out there for everything, isn't there? It's like... Well,
and, like, seriously, this is her defense that I didn't do it, he did it. But look at me, just coincidentally, before my son supposedly hanged himself and my daughter, I was searching for that.
Yeah, people will just believe
you're
you.
You're accusing your son of doing this?
People can convince herself of so much shit. Multiple witnesses, including school officials, testified that Connor had never exhibited signs of depression or suicidal thoughts, undermining Sidney's claim that bullying led to his death. Additionally, Snyder's adult son, Owen, testified during the trial, referring to his mother by her first name and stating he no longer considers her his mother, a moment that drew visible emotion from Snyder. Defense attorneys argue that Snyder's long history of mental health issues may have driven her into a psychotic state, but prosecution experts rejected this, stating that Snyder was fully aware of her actions. The trial concluded with a guilty verdict after 7 days of testimony. After Banks County prosecutors rested their case on Friday morning, defense attorney Dennis Charles requested an immediate acquittal, because that's what you get when you're just found guilty in a bench trial. Okay, let's just acquit it. Oh, why not? Why did we do all this? Silly me. Arguing the case was built on speculation, theory, and all guesswork. According to the Reading Eagle, the request was ultimately denied. Charles argued that Lisa Snyder's internet searches on suicide hangings and carbon monoxide poisoning and drug overdoses reflected her own suicidal thoughts rather than an intent to kill her children. He further claimed that prosecutors lacked physical evidence to support their case and that Snyder's 911 call and the reactions described by emergency responders were consistent with a mother finding her children hanging, not a perpetrator. While with the conviction, Snyder faces an automatic life sentence without parole under Pennsylvania law for first-degree murder. She'll be sentenced in October.
You know, this is like the ultimate victim blaming. Yep. It's the worst case of victim blaming ever. She killed her son and she's blaming him.
Well, you were saying off the air that there's an element to this of why the daughter was there too.
Well, so I was reading another story about this and it said that Connor, the son, did not want to die alone. So that was what she said. Well, he didn't want to die alone. So that's why he killed his sister too. That's what the mom was saying happened.
Like the 10-year-old or the 8-year-old hung the 4-year-old?
Uh-huh. So he wouldn't have to die alone because he was afraid of that. And then these people testified about how he was perfectly fine and that the mom had raised concerns, like put the word out there. You know, he's being depressed lately. So the adult brother and maybe a family friend, cousin, or somebody close to the family who's close to the son, they both talked to him and they're like, he's fine. He's not being bullied at school. He's happy. Like, we don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So to me, the mom kind of put everything in play, like kind of set it up. So then, oh, he's having depression. So obviously it was him, when she's the one thinking about doing it the whole time. Which makes me think, yeah, she's crazy because a sane person wouldn't ever do this. But at the same time, she planned it.
Yeah.
She bought the thing so whatever it was, this dog leash thing, she bought it. And then what? The kid just the next day just happened to use it? No. You know, she's searching for things and then the kids end up dead. And I get that everybody deserves a defense when they go to trial. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying they shouldn't get a defense, but I just would have a real hard time defending this woman. And it's like, you know, like requesting an immediate acquittal because this was all based on speculation, theory, and it's guesswork. The two kids are dead. Here's what she did prior to it. It looks kind of calculated.
It's extremely calculated.
You know, it just makes me sick. And, you know, so once again, yes, mental health issues, my guess, absolutely. Yeah, but she killed her kids.
Yeah, without a doubt. When you don't get treatment and you don't admit there's an issue, or if no one's there to point it out for you either sometimes. So I didn't have any word here of the husband or anything or the father.
I didn't read anything about a dad. So I'm not saying there wasn't a dad in the picture, but I didn't see anything in the testimony from another parent.
Yeah.
But I just have to wonder, you know, these poor kids, they couldn't, I just wonder how their life was. You know,
I'm going to guess not
attentive and a good mom.
I'm going to guess not great. Just, you know, I can't imagine it was sunshine and rainbows. This is someone who was out for themselves and should have never have had children.
You know, when they're just kids. And then to turn around and blame the 10-year-old for it.
Yeah, it's shocking. The ability that people have to twist their minds around certain ideas and somehow justify them and then plan them and then execute them. And they still nothing, no red flags go off in one's brain that says, oh, maybe this is a bad idea. Maybe we should stop this. No, it just goes all the way through. It's
Maybe I should get my kids out of here someplace safe because I'm having really dangerous thoughts.
Yeah.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a 5-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today, Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
Big news! Wayfair's end-of-season sale is here. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus, amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals on home finds in every style. This is your last chance to score end-of-season savings, and it's happening now. Did we mention fast shipping on everything? Don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off now through September 2nd.
Wayfair, every style, every home.